Hi there, Colorado music fans. I'm Charlie Sampson. You're listening to a special web-only extended interview with Sandra Radvanovsky, star of Opera Colorado's production of Puccini's Tosca, right here on CPR.org. During her visit to the CPR studios, she discussed the title role.
This opera has a lot of problems with it in that everybody expects so much of the character of the lead singer in this. There's so much tradition involved in this opera because many, many famous sopranos have sung this opera. And people are very particular on how they like it portrayed and how they like it sung. And
it's a problem for you, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, it's just, it takes a certain voice, and being an opera singer, portraying an opera singer, you know, there's so much tradition wrapped around it. And what is a traditional opera singer nowadays as opposed to back then when they had opera singers? Well, back then they were all divas in the negative connotation. And nowadays, they're really, divas don't exist because, you know, modern days are modern days and people don't put up with divas anymore. So here I am, an opera singer playing an opera singer in an opera by Puccini that has so much tradition. So what do? Well, you just make her real. And so she's a real human being with real emotions, in love with the tenor, Mario Cavaradossi, who is a painter, and the evil guy, the Baron Scarpia, the bass baritone, is also in love with me. And he kidnaps my husband and puts him, well, not husband, boyfriend, puts him into jail, tortures him because there's a revolution going on. All in one day, all this happens, which is great because it's opera. And Scarpia brings me into his chamber and says, well, I have your boyfriend, and if you don't tell me where this revolutionary man is hiding, I'm going to kill your boyfriend. And I don't say anything, and they torture him some more. And so finally I say where he is. And then the Baron Scarpia says, well, you know what? I'll save your boyfriend, but only if you spend the night with me. Do, do, do. And so that's when I break down and sing the famous aria, Vici d'arte, vici d'amore. And it's a prayer to God saying, you know, I've done everything in my life I've done for art and I've done for love. And why are you now abandoning me in a time like this?
So it's addressed to the deity.
It is. It is basically an aria as an aside. And in this production, Scarpia, Baron Scarpia, actually goes out on the balcony and doesn't even hear what I'm saying. Because it's me talking to God. And in opera, when you have an aria, usually everything stops. All the action stops, and it's just about my inner emotions and my inner turmoil that's going on. And that's what happens with this aria, Vici d'arte. And it's beautiful, beautiful music. And then, of course, I agree. Okay, fine. I will let you have the night with me, but only if you let my boyfriend go. And oops, well, I see the knife and I stab him to death. So she's a real complex girl, I have to say. And it's a real balance between playing the jealous lover that I have to play in the first act because I see my boyfriend painting a picture of a lady that looks nothing like me. And I ask him, why are you painting this lady? Who is she? And I say, oh, I know who she is. She's the beautiful, the La Tavanti. Why aren't you painting me instead?
So well, you are a little bit of a diva.
Oh, yeah. She has a little feistiness in her, a little kick left to her. And so, but also she's in love. And you have to play the balance between the two all the time. And then she's desperate in the second act with the Baron Scarpia because she doesn't know what to do. She really doesn't know what to do. And what would you or I do if we were put in that position? And that's what one has to think about when you're on stage. What would me, Sandra, what would I do in that instance? And I guess that brings the real life aspects of it to stage.
Of course, you have to die in the end, dramatically.
Well, yeah, then you have Act Three, where Mario is going to be shot in front of the firing squad, yes, in front of the firing squad, he's going to be shot. But I, Baron Scarpia, promised me in Act Two that it was just going to be a fake death.
Blanks.
Right. But what I didn't know is that he was lying and he actually gets shot, and I think he's acting. My Mario is acting to playing dead. And then I go try to tell him, it's okay, we can go now, we can go now. And he doesn't move, and he's dead. So they all come running after me because I found out that I had killed Baron Scarpia. All the guards come running after me, and I say, well, I have no choice. Either they kill me or I kill myself. And so I jump off the top of the parapet into my death.
That's Sandra Radvanovsky talking about her role in Opera Colorado's production of Puccini's Tosca, which continues through May 2nd at the Ellie Calkins Opera House. This has been a special web-only audio feature on CPR.org. I'm Charlie Sampson.